Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers.
Good afternoon. I am so glad that you have joined me on today. It is just such a blessed day here in Detroit, and I'm pretty sure if you're in any of the regions across the nation that got all this snow, you're probably inundated with it. And I'm snowed in just looking out at all the white stuff, and to me it's so pretty when it first comes down, when it falls. It's just it has such a beautiful look to it. It's the fresh driven snow before footprints are in there, before the tires roll over and all of that. But, you know, but I'm just thanking God. I'm thanking him for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And I'm also thanking God for you. I'm thanking him that you have come to be with us on today. And it is just awesome. And I am just glad that you are here to share with me at this time and just to be a part of our listening audience. It is just such a blessing to know that you have joined us at this time. And today I just want to say that we will begin our seven nights again of prayer at the minute to midnight, the 11:59 a minute to midnight prayer boot camp, which will begin tonight, matter of fact, at 11:59, and we'll go all the way until Monday of next week. And you want to make sure that you're there. This week we're talking about victory, vision within vision. And we're going to talk about everything in order for you to be able to birth your vision and to bring it to manifestation. And so you want to make sure that you're with us, that you're part of that listening, you're part of us. And the call-in number, you'll be able to call in, and you'll be able to, and when you call in, you can call in to the number. Just want to give you that number really quickly. Give me just a minute as I get you that number really quickly. That number is 209-647-1600, and the access number is 378-486. And again, that number is 209-647-1600, and the access number is 378-486. And we will begin at a minute to midnight, 11:59, a minute to midnight prayer call, locating, writing, affirming, planning, promoting, marketing, managing, leading, mobilizing, and celebrating is the victory inherent in the vision within the vision on your road to success. So you want to meet me nightly at 11:59, a minute to midnight prayer call, as you take quantum leaps to accelerate the realization of your vision. So I'm so excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me, and I'm excited for everybody else, because I know that there's going to be nothing but great things this year. We're just looking for the abundance of God in our lives, in every aspect of our lives, just abundance, you know. And with abundance, we know that it requires some actions on our part. And you want to go to our website, the JackieShowers.com, to find out about all of the things that we're doing. We're doing some new things. We're looking to do to have a lot of other things that's going to be going on at this time, and we want to make sure that you are part of it. So again, I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.JackieShowers.com. That's JackieShowers.com, and you want to just make sure that you're on it, that you know what's going on, you know what's happening. So you want to make sure you subscribe to our e-blast. You can do all e-blast, our email list. You can do all of that up on our website, because we just want to keep you informed. And even more than that, we want to make sure that you have all of the wisdom, understanding, the counsel, and knowledge that you need in order for you to take action and do exactly what you've been called to do. Because my mandate is to coach you to become everything God envisioned so you can experience what he saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And this is a marketplace ministry where we are training and equipping and empowering you in order for you to be those marketplace influencers making a difference, being that change agent that's making a difference that will never, ever be able to be erased. That 100 years from now, what you've done, it will still have impact. So it is just truly a blessing to be a part of such a great day. And as I said, we're inundated with snow, but that's okay. You know, that's okay. It's because snow is good. Some people don't like snow, and I'm one. I'm not real gung-ho about the snow, but you know what? I know we need the snow. We need the snow as a cleansing, and we need the snow as a refreshing, just like we need the rain. And I'm not one who care a whole lot about the rain either. But needless to say, I know it's something that we need, and I know it's something that we need to have to be a part of us each and every day. And, you know, I was talking to a friend last night as we move into our topic and our subject on today, that we're talking about wisdom, we're talking about wealth and riches and conceptualization. And the reason I say that is because oftentimes when I'm talking to people and they're saying that, and they're talking about, you know, wealth and different things that they talk about when they're talking about wealth, one of the things that I'm always curious about is this. I'm always curious in that people have different ideas about wealth, and they have different relationships when it comes to money and having money. And we know we've all heard that script, that we've all heard the scripture, and we've quoted that scripture oftentimes. The scripture that's really misquoted that says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." Most people say it says, "For the love of money," but it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet afar, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." But, you know, the Bible also tells us when you go into Ecclesiastes, it tells us that money answers all things. So it's not that God is telling us not to have wealth. He's not telling us not to have riches, because in throughout his word, that's what he talks about. There are 2,500 scriptures that just talk about wealth and abundance and having. And God said, he's given us the power to get wealth. Why did God give us the power to get wealth if he didn't want us to be wealthy? That doesn't make sense. That's an oxymoron. He does want us to be wealthy, and he does want us to have abundance. He wants us to have the abundance and to use the wealth as it relates to the kingdom. So he has set down some parameters for us to use in order for us to get the wealth, in order for us to have the wealth. And he wants us to have a healthy mindset. He said, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in health, a healthy mindset, even as your soul prospers." So he wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and whole. God envisioned you being spiritually, abundantly whole and wealthy. That's the way he envisioned you. He never envisioned you being poor or down in the mouth. And, you know, and wealth exceeds money. Wealth is more than money. Wealth is about a lifestyle. It's a mindset. That's why it's incubated in the mind. It's birthed out in the mind even before it comes to the manifestation where you can see the wealth. Because you have to begin to have a transformed mindset in order for you to begin to get the wealth. If your mindset is not transformed, the Bible tells us in Romans 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a holy sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can walk in that acceptable and perfect will that God has for your life." So you want to be transformed. You want to go through this whole process of transformation. You want to be able to begin to think healthier thoughts. You want your thought pattern to change. So in order to begin to experience the wealth that you need, you really have to take a stroll, and you really have to begin to ask yourself, you know, am I holding on to some old past ways of thinking about money? You know, what What's been your relationship with money? What's been your family's relationship with money? You know, with, even with wealth, you know, do you have people around you that's still talking low thoughts and not high thoughts, that the thoughts that they put inside of you? And then if you have dreams and aspirations, are you allowing these same people to just dump on your dreams and your aspirations? And when they dump on your dreams and your aspirations, they're dumping all that negativity into your mindset. So you have to begin to stop that negativity from going into your mindset. You have to begin to start thinking better thoughts. You have to begin to have a transformation of your mindset in order for you to begin to think and act the way God wants you to think and act, spiritually, abundantly, whole, and wealthy. That's what he wants. He wants you wealthy. Wealth and riches are in your house. So it begins with a mind transformation. It begins with you changing your, and you know what, I want to stress that part of changing your thoughts is you need to start keeping a journal. And in the process of keeping a journal, write about those things, how you thought about money, the relationship that you had with money and wealth. How do you think about people that are famous, or not famous, but that are wealthy? Because some people that are, a lot of the people that are the most wealthy people, we don't even know about who they are. We don't see them in the news all the time. But how do you feel about people that have more than you do? They may have a dollar more than you do. Are you jealous? Are you envious? You know, what are the types of things that you're consuming each and every day? This is how you have to go through this mind transformation. This is how you have to begin to think new thoughts. This is how you have to begin to put into your mindset, and so you can incubate these positive thoughts about wealth. And you have to begin to visualize it. You know, Abraham in Genesis, when Laban was cheating Abraham out of everything, and God gave Abraham a strategy. So in order to get the wealth, you have to know God's going to give you a strategy. And when God gives you that strategy, you got to do it. So God gave Abraham a strategy and told him exactly what to do. He told him exactly how to position those cows, how to put them in certain places, how to make it so that the cows that was going to give birth, that they would watch these speckled cows all the time. And so in the process of them watching them, they begin their mind transformation. And as they mind transform, when these animals gave birth, their birth looked like the speckled sheep that he had them looking at these specks all the time. So I'm telling you, there is something to visualization. So you have to begin to visualize in your mind. Do you have a vision board? You need to get you a vision board. We're going to talk about that during 11:59, a minute to midnight, talking about that vision. We're going to talk about how it begins and the whole thing about your vision and how you go from the start to the finish and how you just keep it alive, even the legacy of your vision. So you want to make sure that you meet us at 11:59, a minute to midnight, beginning tonight. But I want you to understand that as you're moving forward, as you're looking to do some great things in 2015, and not just 2015, we're talking about just throughout your life, you're looking to do great things, you're looking to have great things happen in your life. Like I said, it begins with your mindset. You have to have an openness. Because if you have a closed mind, if you close off all possibilities, then how in the world are you ever going to make a shift? You know, you need to begin to develop a vision book or a prosperity book, a prosperity plan. You know, develop a plan of action where then you can begin to make changes. Because you know what, your mindset. There's a woman named Carolyn Leaf, and she talks about how our mind has these branches, and when we have negative thoughts, they're dead branches. But within 21 days, you can begin to think differently, and the branches in your mind, that they will begin to be different. So you want to do that. That's what you want to do. You want to have healthy branches. You want to have branches that's full of leaves. And we know that green, that means growth, and that means wealth. And so you want to have those healthy branches that's operating in your mind each and every day. And so I just want to say that in the process of you doing this, you know, get into the Word of God. The Bible tells us, it tells us to think only those things that are good, that are pure, that is a virtue, that is a good report. So he's saying think on these things, and he's telling us what our thoughts should be. So and the thoughts that God has for you. You want to start thinking on those things. Think about the great thoughts that God has for you. And he says that the thoughts I have for you, they number more than all the sand. He tells us, he said, the plans I have for you, it's for a future and a hope, for an expected end. It's for great things to happen in your life. It's not for you to just think that what you're going to do is you're just going to do it, but you want to have a plan of action. You got to take action in creating new possibilities for wealth. You need to begin it by writing them down. You want to be very specific. What type of wealth do you want in your life? What type of wealth do you want to come to you? If you're a business owner, you want to begin to think about you're a business owner at heart, or an emerging entrepreneur. You want to begin to write down, if you're looking for a job, write down exactly what you want to attract. You know, what are the things that I want to come my way? What are the positive things? If they're negative things in your life and it's within your power, get rid of them. If it's not within your power, maybe your parents and maybe some siblings, then what you have to do is you have to use your mind over matter. And your mind is stronger than the matter. But you have to begin to put positive things in your mind. If you constantly listening to the crazy music that's not building you up or tearing you down, watching television shows that's not building you up, you're telling you down, you know, surfing on the internet for things that's not building you up or tearing you down, then you have to start changing. You have to walk away from those things. You have to say, I'm not going to inundate myself with all of this craziness. I'm going to let it go. So you got to have a plan of action. You got to begin to write it down. Write down healthy thoughts. Keep a journal. I'm telling you, there's nothing like keeping a journal. It is a prophetic word that you write down about yourself, and it is a prophetic word that's going to help you in the future. You have to realize that wealth comes in many forms. Wealth may be financial, it can be romantic, it can be any. It comes in any form. Your health. So begin to understand the definition of wealth. Begin to know what that definition is. And as you know, as you begin to know what the definition of wealth is, begin to walk out that definition of what wealth is all about. And you're going to be surprised at some of the things that's going to be coming your way, things that you always wanted, because you begin to walk it out and you begin to do it. And it is going to be just such a great time for you. And I know, and I'm telling you, and I want to hear from you. So you make sure you send us an email, showersblessings@gmail.com. You send us an email, go to our website. You can send us a praise reporter. We call it a praise reporter, a testimonial, to let us know, you know, that you're making this major progress in your life. I definitely want to hear everything that's going on. I want to know it. So, you know, so definitely go ahead and send that to us. And so then we can know exactly what you're doing. And so you want to have a new mindset about wealth. What is this wealth that you desire? Think about every area of your life. Think of it in the standpoint, you want to think about your spiritual wealth, your physical wealth. You want to think about your relational wealth. You want to think about your mental wealth, your emotional wealth. All of these things your environmental wealth. How do you keep your environment? So you want to be wealthy in every area. You want to begin to have these wealthy thoughts, and these wealthy thoughts is going to manifest themselves in the natural. The more wealthy thoughts that you have, they'll manifest themselves in the natural, and you'll begin to realize a lot of things. But you want to begin to write it down. You want to picturize them. What you want to do is begin to, like, you know, get your vision board so you can have them there. You want to be aware of opportunities that exist around you for attracting abundance. What are those opportunities where you can attract this abundance? What are some encounters that you're having? Think about those new encounters. There may be places that you can go in order for you to establish some new relationships, reaching out to people that you don't know. You want to do that in order to establish some new relationships and getting to know other people that's doing what you're doing and being successful at it. So you want to think about all of the ways that I can do wealth and always prayer is a big component. Prayer and Thanksgiving, it's a big component in achieving wealth. So, you know, meeting God every day, letting God know where you are, allowing God to lead, to guide, and to direct your every step. So you want to begin to incorporate all of these things into your life. And then what you also want to do is, you know, just have gratitude about what's happening. And sometimes what's happening may not appear to be good for you, and it may be a little painful. Overall, it's going to be good for you. So even be grateful for the pain, for the pains of life that comes to strengthen you, because all of those pain points that happen to you, it is to take you to another level. So you always want to have, and I know it sounds cliche, I know it's a little trite, but you always want to have that attitude of gratitude. It's a critical component to you attracting wealth, just having that attitude of gratitude. And can I say to be a giver? One thing about attracting wealth is whatever you sow, you'll reap. So make sure you're sowing and you're giving. You know, you make sure that you're giving your tithes, you're paying your tithes, you're giving your offerings, you're helping others, because whatever you sow, that's what you also shall reap. And it's going to be great for you. You want to make a timeline. You know, come up with a plan. Come up with a strategy. What's your strategy for success? You know, you can look out 5 years, and if you feel like that's too much, just start with a year. But come up with a strategy for success. Planning. You got to plan to succeed. You got to plan to be successful. If you fail to plan, you might as well have planned to fail. It's all up to you, but you have to, planning has to become a big component in your success. So you want to write that plan down, write the vision, make it plain so they that run can read it. Who is the first person that's going to run with that vision? It is called you. You. It's me. You can say, it's me. That's who it is. It's me. Because you are me incorporated. And so you have to understand, I am me incorporated. I am the first person that's going to run with that vision. And as you run with that vision, other people catch a hold of it. And when they catch a hold of that vision of abundance, you'll start attracting other people that, you know, that share that same vision. And yes, along the way, some of your friends, you may lose them, but that'll be fine. If you lose them, that's going to be okay. Don't get upset. Don't be worried. That'll be okay. But by the same token, you want to make sure that in the process of you conceiving the wealth, you're doing what it takes to conceive wealth in your mind. Are you reading books about wealth? You want to go out there, get books. One of my favorite books is by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. That's one of my favorite books. There's another author, and I like her book. She's not this author, but this is a great book for you to get. Her name is Marshall Gabriel, G-A-B-R-E-L, and she talks about marketplace transformation, and she's talking about it from a biblical perspective. So you want to make sure that you begin to read all of the books that helps you go to another level. And there are tons of them out there, of books out there that you can read to begin to transform your mindset, how to think more positive, how to be more positive in your thoughts, and read books about prayer. Prayer, that really hurts. There's a great book about prayer that helps with your mind transformation called The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson, B-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, and that's a B, not a P. It's batter, like just a batter, son. And so that's a great book to help with mind transformation and help you begin to attract the wealth that you want. Because the more you begin to read about wealth, the more you begin to study wealth, it just begins to come to you. The more you begin to talk wealthy, regardless of what's going on, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter even if the wealth hasn't manifested yet. You begin to call that wealth, and that wealth will begin to come to you, and you just begin to call it forth. Because you want to call that wealth forth. You want that wealth to begin to come to you. You want that wealth to begin to take shape. You want that wealth to to begin to manifest in your life, but it's first got to be conceived in your mindset. You have to begin to think wealthy. You have to begin to think abundance, think expansiveness. You have, the Bible tells us, the Lord says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh inside of you. And that's the power that's in your mindset that's being churned over and over and over. So however a man thinketh, or a woman, that's who they are. So whatever you think about, whatever in your mind, that's who you are. That's where you're going to place your energies. That's where you're going to put all of your effort, whatever you're thinking in your mindset. What are you thinking in your mindset? The other place, go back. Like I said, go back to that place. Go back and review the habits of your family when it came to money, and renounce those things that's not meant to bring you any good. Begin to renounce it. And anybody, like I said, you got to let people go. You got to know when to hold up, when to fold up, and when to walk away. Because you want to begin to be a wealth builder. The Bible tells us, he said, I have given you the power to get wealth. Now, you already have the power to get wealth. Now you have to have the mindset to get wealth. And that mindset to get wealth is what's going to give you the power. That's what's going to begin to allow you to begin to operate in your power to get wealth, because you'll begin to operate in saying, let me start thinking wealthy thoughts. And you're going to come up with a strategy so you can say, this by this time I'm going to do this. And sometimes, every habit that we have, it may be a bad habit, but it can be broken. They say 21 days, but I'm telling you, 90 days, by the time you reach that 90-day mark, it's a habit of self-repeating. It's something that you're going to do. And even if you don't do it, because you've done it for 90 days, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you will not be able to remain in that place, because it has become entrenched in you. That's really good. It's become entrenched in you. So after 90 days, it becomes so much a part of you that even if you do the wrong thing, you cannot enjoy it. It will still bother you. You'll have to say, you know what, I got to make this right. I got to correct this. I got to do the right thing. I got to make sure I'm doing the right thing. 90 days is self-repeating. 21 days, you can break a habit, but you got to push. You got to push all the way to that 90-day point, because when you push to that 90-day point, then that good behavior, it becomes self-repeating. And because it's ingrained in you, your thoughts have been changed. You got new branches in your mind. Your new branches in your mind, they cannot accept the negativity anymore. And so what you want to begin to do is you want to begin to say, you know, I can't accept this anymore. This is not what I can take. I just can't take this anymore. And that's what you want to do. Your healthy thoughts. Remember, those healthy thoughts, those healthy thoughts, let me tell you, they outweigh every negative thought that could ever come your way. I'm here to tell you that. They outweigh them. And so 90 days, I'm on a 90-day journey myself. I started on January 5th. I'm on a 90-day journey. I've never done a 90-day fast, but I'm doing a 90-day fast. And I'm excited about it, and I have so much energy, you know, just doing fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains for 90 days. And I'm telling you that the number 9 is self-repeating. That's the number 9. And so with the number 9 and you begin to change your thoughts, I'm telling you, you're going to look up and say, I never thought that I could be in this place before in my life. Because when you begin to just take on something and you begin to do it every single day, oh, I just want to hear the praise reports, because I know that they're going to be mighty. And I just want to hear from you guys exactly, you know, what you've been doing in order for you to move into that 90-day habit. You know, if you want to lose weight, 90 days, that's all it takes. It's you keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You want to exercise, 90 days, because then it becomes such a part of you that, like I said, that even if you try to go do wrong, you cannot do wrong. Even if you try to do wrong. Isn't that amazing? And even if you do it, the conviction is there because it has become a part of you. And so when you begin to think about wealth, you want to think about it every single day, every week. start reading books about wealth. You know, Mark Murdoch, he has written a book called 31 Reasons Why We Don't Receive Our Financial Harvest. That's a great book, and I want to share this story with you. I can remember I was selling insurance, and I was selling insurance while I was living in Washington, D.C., and I was at this man's house as I was selling insurance, and I was talking to this man, and as I was talking to him, the man, he made some statements, and the statements he said was, money can't bring you happiness. That's the statement. Well, money can't bring you happiness. You know, being just, you know, and I was being pretty much adamant about it. And I went home and I planned my evening for that evening. But I'd had this book a while, 31 Reasons Why You Don't Receive Your Financial Harvest. And as soon as I got home, I was drawn to that book. And when I was drawn to that book, I began to read the book. And as I was reading this book, I kid you not, right in the book says, you don't receive your financial harvest because you're saying things like, money can't bring you happiness. And I was so convicted. And I'd never say that. I said, I would never say that again. I had to repent. I asked God for his forgiveness. Because when you say words like that, what you're doing is you're nullifying every positive word of wealth, riches, and abundance that God wants to bring your way. And then, and so you, we have to be careful, even our very, the idle words that we speak, the word of God says, we are accountable even for those idle words. So we have to be so careful of even the words that we speak. And here I was telling this guy, because we were talking about Michael Jackson, and we were talking about Oprah Winfrey, and we were saying, well, you know, and I said, well, you know, money doesn't bring you happiness. And you know what? I had to stop saying that. Why? I was stopping my blessing. If money didn't bring me happiness, I was stopping my blessing. And it's not so that I would fall in love with money. Nope, that's not what God wants. What he wants is to have a healthy relationship with wealth. He says, I've given you the power to get wealth in order to establish my covenant. So that's why he said, that's why you got the wealth. That's why we pay our tithes. That's why we give our offerings. That's why God is rising up those of us in the kingdom of God to be business owners so we can have the wealth. We can influence. You'll be able to influence policy. You'll be able to influence laws of the land. Why? God knows money has influence in the earth realm. Money is a spirit. And you know, God says money is a defense. And he's in Ecclesiastes 7:11. He says wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. Wisdom is the ultimate defense, but he says money is a defense. And you know when you all of your obligations are paid, it defends you against worry. It defends you against lack. When you know that you have money coming in, the wealth, but it begins in the mind. I mean, the wealth, you know, you begin to look at yourself as being wealthy. You know, look in the mirror and say, oh, that's a wealthy woman, that's a wealthy man looking back at me. You begin to just visualize wealth all over you. I'm telling you, you begin to, if you're looking for a job, your mindset changes because you have to look at yourself, you have to be like Caleb and say, we're not grasshoppers, that when you go sit at that table, that you're a wealthy person sitting at that table. It doesn't matter if you may have been unemployed for the last 10 years. That doesn't matter. You are wealthy beyond measure. We are wealthy as believers because we can tap into the royal treasures and we can call them down. If you've been paying your tithes and offerings, you have a wealth of abundance of royalty. In the favor of God, we can. You have to begin to think of the favor of God, and you have to begin to pray, and in the process of your praying, pray for God's favor. You need that favor because the favor is going to take you where man can't take you. It's going to put you in the face of those of influence that only God can place you there. So this is all about this wealth, and I'm telling you, I can tell you, wealth is beyond the money. It is beyond the money. You know, I live a wealthy lifestyle. I've always lived a wealthy lifestyle. You know, it's a matter of what are you feeling inside? And the more you begin to think abundance, the more you begin to think wealth, it is coming to you. It's going to, it has to. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a principle of God. And God's principles are truth. And when you begin to sow, if you're sowing wealthy thoughts, you got to receive wealth. If you're asking God for wealth, and I'm going to tell you, the way you receive, you got to sow the ask. If you never sow the ask, you're never going to reap the receive. If you never sow the seek, you're never going to find. If you never sow the knock, your doors are never going to be open to you. So your whole mindset begins to change, and you begin to change about who you are, and the fears and all those things that you had, they begin to dissipate. People that you were afraid to talk to, things that you were afraid to do. There's so much creative force inside of us. I'm getting so excited. I get excited when I talk about this, when I just think about, you know, what God has for us, this wealth and riches. He says wealth and riches is in your house. That means it's already there. You know, when the woman with the two sons that they were going to take into slavery, and she went to the prophet, and the prophet told her, well, what do you have in your house? Your wealth and riches is already there, your talents, your gifts. But you got to go through that mind transformation. Remember, 90 days, the number 9 is self-repeating. 21 days, you break a habit. But in 90 days, it becomes a lifestyle. And it becomes such a part of you that even when you go to do wrong, you're convicted and you have to go back to doing right. I'm telling you, it's just really, it's just mind-boggling. We have no conceptualization of what's happening really in our mind. That is one of the most vast processors that there ever was. And so we have to use our mind. I want to share this with you, and I'm watching the time, but I want to share this with you. Last week, I had a meeting. I had a meeting at 1 o'clock. And so my message went off on my telephone, letting me know you have this meeting. And I knew the meeting was at 1 o'clock. So when a message went off, I said, "Oh, let me start getting dressed. I got this meeting. I need to go and get ready because I want to make sure I'm there on time." So I'm getting all my stuff together for this meeting. I get to the meeting. So when I get there, and the woman said, "You're Jackie Showers," and I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Oh, they've been waiting for you." And I said, "Okay." And I said, and I asked, you know, is Linda here? And they were like, well, no, Linda had to leave. And on my way, I'm thinking, I wonder why Linda set this meeting at 1 o'clock, because I knew she had to leave and go out of town. And I said, well, okay, maybe she's leaving later. This is, I'm driving up the freeway. So when I get in there, then the woman says, she said, wasn't the meeting at 11? And I said, no, it's at 1. I said, it's right here. And finally, I decided to look at the little notice I got. Do you see the power of the mind that I blocked out all of the messages? Even when I looked at it, I saw 1 o'clock. I didn't see 11 o'clock. So I had 1 o'clock in my mind. The power of our mind. Our mind is so powerful. And so when we begin to use our mind, there's nothing we can't do. There's nothing we can't attain when we begin to use our mind. So even though I had messages coming to my computer, text messages being sent to me, but I had 1 o'clock. I was lock and loaded on 1 o'clock, and it didn't matter. So, and I'm rushing to be on time at 1 o'clock, and I was already 2 hours late. So that's the power of the mind, and you have to begin to think positive things. You have to begin to think about wealth. You think about riches, and it's nothing wrong with having wealth and riches when you use it correctly. We know we're using it for the kingdom of God. We're using it to further the agenda of the kingdom. When God's placing us strategically in these positions, it's for the kingdom of God. It's to further the mission and the mandate to go out into all the world. And that's why when we are looking at those seven mountains that we are looking to conquer, that God has given us dominion over these seven mountains, the seven mountains of media, family, business, religion, education, government, arts and entertainment, the seven mountains of influence, God wants us to be influential in order that we can make sure that laws are enacted, that people are treated favorably on their in jobs, because when you own the company, you can set the value systems for that company, what's coming out of that company. If you're a media company, arts or entertainment, and you can begin to set the agenda, but we can never get there if we don't go through this mind transformation where we begin to think wealthy thoughts of being wealthy. God never envisioned us being poor. He never looked at us as being poor. And when you begin to study out those that's in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, Solomon, the richest man, the richest person alive today, pale in comparison to how rich King Solomon was. Because God wants us to be, he wants us to be rich. He wants us to be wealthy. But we got to transform all of those negative thoughts. Get rid of those dead branches out of your mind. And you want the branches in your mind to flourish, to blossom with fresh green leaves of thoughts of wealth and riches that's going to attract wealth and riches to you and catapult you into another dimension, economic stratosphere, place of influence, in order for you to be that effective marketplace influencer. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I just want to say tonight, we begin a minute to midnight prayer. You want to make sure that you're there. We are talking about victory, vision within vision, locating, writing, affirming, planning, promoting, marketing, managing, leading, mobilizing, and celebrating is the victory inherent in the vision within the vision. And this will catapult you down a path of success. That's 11:59 p.m. That's a minute to midnight. And we will be meeting February 2nd to February 9th. Last year, we were only doing it every quarter, but this year we're going to every month. And as I said, I want you to get in your mind about the transformation, that 90 days, that number 9 of self-repeating. For 90 days, keep it up. With 21 days, you broke the habit. Now you're going for the 90 days so the habit can become your lifestyle. It's no longer just a habit, but it's a lifestyle change that you're going through. And so we're doing some awesome things. We're in the planning stages of a breakout. So you want to make sure you go to our website, JackieShowers.com, JackieShowers.com. You want to subscribe to our email list, and you want to follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You want to friend us on Facebook, LinkedIn, link up with us on LinkedIn, plus us on Google+. But we're out there, and we're making sure that you will be able to do everything that God has called for you to do. And we're bringing that branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget in a major way. And so, you want to subscribe, because we're going to start doing a lot of the branding and marketing. We will be doing a weekly e-blast teaching you how to brand and market on less than a shoestring budget, but how you can still look like you're a big girl or a big boy, how to brand big with little or no money. So you want to make sure that you connect with us. I'm so excited. I'm just excited about what God is doing. The freshness, and even with all this snow, it's just reminding us of the freshness and the great things that God has for you. So definitely keep me informed. Let me know what's going on. You can go to our website. You can send me a message, but I want to know. And I'm so glad that you've joined me today on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And again, I hope to see you tonight at 11:59, a minute to midnight, and definitely to have you come back and join us next week on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace
influencer.